The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, as always on Monday, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you, too. Thank you, sir.
So are you hearing that dripping noise, drip, drip, drip? and it's not your kitchen faucet. It's the classified documents coming out of Joe Biden's home. Yeah, yeah. What in the world?
I mean, you know, who knew Joe Biden had so many secure locations scattered hither and thither, to secure confidential classified documents? I mean, you know.
I would trust
the back of a Corvette, apparently, or, you know, all kinds of places.
I would trust anything I have in the garage where his prized Corvette is locked up, wouldn't you, Mr. Chairman?
I mean, you know, it's just beyond ridiculous at this point. I mean, to begin with, you know, it was obviously when it all happened, and of course just put the lie to everything that, you know, Biden has said about the deal with the documents down in Mar-a-Lago and the hypocrisy of the Democrats on that end of things. But now as this continued, you know, we've got a second location. Well, now maybe we have a third location. Well, we found some more documents at his house. I mean, again, as you point out, it's drip, drip, drip. I mean, it's just beyond, I think, taking the Trump document issue away from Democrats, which is what that effectively did. They, even Democrats, admit now they can't get any more mileage out of that. That's gone. Now it's gone beyond that. Now you've got, you know, the chief of staff to the White House apparently is, you know, going to be quitting now here sometime soon.
Yep.
He's leaving. And, you know, who else knows who's behind him to head out the door, who may get blamed for some of this. And, you know, it's now you've got MSNBC, CNN, I mean, all the alphabet soup of the, quote, mainstream nonpartisan media doing regular top of the broadcast stories about the Biden document crisis, which tells you some of the folks over there now thinking, all right, I think, you know, we had enough of this Biden guy. We need to convince him to step on out the door and not run for reelection because, you know, State of the Union is coming up in, what is it, the first week of February, I believe, February 7th, give or take. And the theory was, sort of the understanding, conventional wisdom was that Biden was going to announce his reelection sometime just after that. So now that you're seeing all this intensity and the drip, 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 as you point out now, leading up to that, tells you a little bit about where, you know, Democrats and liberals are in their head about whether or not Biden should run again, I think.
Yep. And what do you make of the fact that finally this past weekend, the Department of Justice gets involved? Now, they made it very clear that the White House had invited them to do so. But, I mean, the Biden lawyers have had a couple of months to go through this, and now they invite the DOJ in?
You know, it's good to have friends, right? You know, I mean, people you can count on whenever you're down. I mean, that's what they're there for. You know, obviously, 180 degrees out of phase with the experience that President Trump had with the FBI there in Mar-a-Lago, despite the fact that, you know, there was already ongoing negotiations between the Department of Archives and the former Trump administration about those documents, how to handle them, how to, you know, send them back, which ones to send back. And they were having talks about that to the point where they'd even agreed on what kind of lock to put on the door, you know. And yet somehow that necessitates the FBI showing up and, you know, early morning raid of the property when the president's not there. Totally out of phase with what you're seeing here. You know, first off, Biden's attorneys or staffers get to go look over the place and check around, and then, well, okay, we'll bring the FBI in so they can sniff around too and say that everything's hunky-dory. Again, total hypocrisy, and it stepped all over their messaging, and it, I mean, again, it's showing now, I think, and telling on Biden in terms of his political viability.
Yep. Changing topics here quickly, Mr. Chairman, the contentiousness that we're seeing right now with the South Carolina House Republican Caucus, former Senator Jim DeMint had a guest editorial in the Greenville News yesterday, really condemning the leadership of the South Carolina House for this oath, this pledge. He called it a blood oath pledge. What do you make of this? I've had a lot of listeners say, well, you know, from the outside looking in, it looks like we've got a lot of infighting. Is this just another example similar to the U.S. House of Representatives, what we went through with selecting a speaker? Will they come out stronger and better because of this?
In the end, I believe so. Again, because you're looking at a Republican House now that has 88 members, which is a record for Republicans since, you know, Sherman left town back in the 1870s or whatever. Mm-hmm. In terms of, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that the House leadership has actually published or put out, released a copy of the proposed rules that they're trying to get folks to agree to. Unlike before, there's no reason for mystery or confusion about exactly what it is that they're debating over. And as I understand it, the last piece of the puzzle is whether or not, or to what degree, members would agree to not work against other fellow members, you know, in their campaigns. Yeah. And I think that's the final thing that they have to get over here. And at the end of the day, you know, what's really important to them and their constituents is actually driving conservative legislation forward. And I know last week House leadership rolled out their agenda for this session, which is chock full of, you know, rock rib conservative Republican priorities.
Yeah.
And those are the things that I think you're going to see all these folks work together on and get excited about. And that's good for the conservative grassroots.
Yep. Mr. Chairman, always a pleasure. We'll all catch up again next week. Hope you have a good week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Joey.
Sure thing. Always a pleasure.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.